Out and about in Western agriculture. An overall gradual decline in snowpack totals will mean the continued fight against salinity issues in both water quality and soils. Snowpack totals overall are on a gradual decline, and some forecasts show that remaining through 2050. Imperial Valley Cooperative Extension Irrigation Advisor Khaled Bali says the decline will continue to complicate water consumption in his area and everywhere else.
When you look at the continuation of decline in snowpack everywhere, on the Colorado River system, you expect less flow going into reservoirs and less water available for everybody, for farming and non-farming communities.
As growers know, the need to find ways to conserve water will continue, but so will salinity issues. This makes some irrigation systems that may not look efficient a necessity, as water is needed for leaching.
The challenge with that is, you have to be more efficient to maintain productivity. We have lots of flood irrigation or surface irrigation systems, and those systems could be highly efficient as pressurized irrigation system. And we need to have these type of systems because we have relatively high load of salts in the Colorado River as it comes down to the Imperial Valley, about 700 parts per million or so. So a typical field in the Imperial Valley may get about 6 or 7 tons of salt per acre in any given year, just because that so much salt is coming with the Colorado River water. So flood irrigation is a good way where you can meet crop water requirements and have additional water for leaching.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.